The failure of the proposed budget to plan and compensate for the funding shortfall created by the cancellation of the PEPFAR disbursement is a damning indictment on the Health Department's lack of capacity to deal with the crisis and an abdication of the most fundamental responsibility, protecting the lives, health and well-being of South Africans. The failure of the department to step into the breach for patients affected by the PEPFAR funding cuts will lead to more infections, death, and job losses, unless an additional funding of up to 4 billion is allocated to cover the gaps of supportive and preventative care. The DA is committed to ameliorating this crisis by reallocating money from broken and ineffectual parts of government while remaining steadfast on our position of no further tax increases. The lack of urgency to deal with the PEPFAR funding shortfall will be deadly. A recent article by UCT academics published in a peer-reviewed medical journal states that if government doesn't effectively transition away from the PEPFAR, it will lead to an estimated 601,000 HIV-related deaths and 556,000 new infections over the next 10 years. As the DA recently submitted to Parliament, it points out that government continues to allocate billions to projects that are ineffective, unnecessary, and conduits for looting. The DA calls for immediate and comprehensive action from Parliament through the budget process to save lives and jobs by immediately implementing a significant expenditure savings highlighted by the DA and other groups. Using part of these savings to allocate at least 4 billion to cover the gaps in supportive and preventative care left by the PEPFAR funding cancellation, and continue to oppose VAT increases which will disproportionately harm the poor, instead of using the bulk of the expenditure savings identified by the DA to further protect South Africans. Simply by reducing government's catering budget and withdrawing funding from the disastrous DRC mission, we could address the significant future harms of the PEPFAR funding withdrawal and ensure that the services to vulnerable HIV-positive patients are maintained and strengthened. The DA stands resolute. We will hold this government accountable for its misspending its money. We will fight for every South African's right to healthcare and reasonable taxation, and we will not rest until justice and proper governance are restored.